from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Of course, we're heading into a holiday weekend next weekend, which means a lot of people this weekend have already started to, you know, maybe mentally check out a little bit. But it is the weekend revisited, and boy, do we got a couple of interesting things to hit on if, you're one of those that started to allow your mind to wander on vacation this weekend. Foye, lead the way.
All right, so Bo Jackson was inducted into the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Gosh, I don't know if you saw that. You did see that?
I did see that, yeah. There were a lot of interviews with Bo over the weekend because there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on. And here's the thing. So I'm going to play
Andy Hart did not get one of them, which is fantastic.
I want to play you a portion of of how the Royals introduced him. Okay, because this was kind of cool, but there's the discussion after this that I want to have with you about Bo Jackson being inducted in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. Here it is.
He was drafted by the Royals in the fourth round of the 1986 draft and made his major league debut that same year, becoming a cultural phenomenon. Today, he becomes the 30th member of the Royals Hall of Fame, outfielder Bo Jackson.
Today, we have gathered to honor Bo Jackson. In my opinion, Bo is one of the most important and impactful players in Royals history. You know, fans would come to the ballpark more often than not just to see Bo do some things that they had never seen before. He put the Royals in the national spotlight. Unique, exciting, Bo Jackson.
All right, so that was the Royals play-by-play, and that would be Denny Matthews. I love Denny. It's just so cool the way he speaks. And the Kansas City Royals sent this out because I was looking for stats that would represent why Bo Jackson would be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And there are none.
There's zero.
Yeah.
Here's what they say. Dual sport icon.
Yep.
All-star game MVP.
Yep.
Superhuman.
Yep.
Living legend.
Yep.
And I would also add one of the greatest marketing campaigns in the history of sports with the Bo Nose.
He might be the greatest what if in sports history when you think about it.
Well, I agree with you, is he purely? You heard Denny Matthews talk about it at the end. Is he purely a Hall of Famer because he was just really cool to watch? Like he only played 8 years in Major League Baseball, but only 5 with them,
right?
And never really has any. He has the 1 year where he was an all-star and he was the all-star MVP. And he has a couple iconic plays that people talk about. Even George Brett was talking about the play where he runs up the wall.
There's Bo's numbers right there. And in 89, Bo Jackson in 135 games hit 32 bombs and drove in 105 runs. And what was it? Stole 26 bags in 135 games. Here's the thing. Is he an all-time great Kansas City Royal? No. But I would ask you, over the last 20 years, name me a great Kansas City Royal. I'll wait.
Well, no, that's my point.
What
do
you got, Mike Moustakas, maybe?
Salvador Perez when he retires.
All right, when he retires, maybe, but he's a current one right now. That's my point.
Mike Sweeney.
Who's that, Mike Sweeney?
Mike Sweeney.
He could live here. Yeah, yes, right? But that's the thing. Like, you see Bo Jackson walking down the street, you're like, holy hell, that's Bo Jackson.
No,
I know. The only other guy with the Royals, it's maybe George Brett because he crapped his pants.
I know, and went crazy.
And Dan Quisenberry because of the big beard, or he throws something to your sidearm or whatever.
Yeah, and that's why. So it's like, I was going to put this in big deal, no big deal, but I felt like it was just like, it was an interesting because he doesn't really have any stats. He's in the Hall of Fame, their Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just because he was a mega superstar, something
absolutely
so different.
Yeah.
And Denny Matthews talks about it. Listen, when people would come to this stadium just to see, expecting something crazy.
Yep.
Right? And the fact that the whole Bo Knows was just an unbelievable marketing campaign that gave so much attention to that region, to that team. I'm sure the jerseys were like, you know, just off the shelf when it came to Bo Jackson, but yeah, that was it. That was it for me. That stood out the most because I was like, the guy's got no stats.
All right, so in 1989, that was Bo Jackson's, what was it here? It was 32 home runs and 105 RBIs in 1989. In that same year, Bo Jackson in the NFL in 1989 ran for 950 yards, 4 touchdowns, and caught 9 balls for 69 yards.
Just getting started, too. It was just a hint. It was just a little taste of what he could do. If the guy just decided to play one sport,
he would have dominated in the NFL.
Because he's not going to be in the NFL Hall. He's not going to be in the Raiders Hall of Fame.
Nope.
You know, for just being really cool. But he was in Kansas City long enough to make an impact where they're like, you know what, let's make sure people come to see him forever.
How about this? Bo Jackson, 87, 88, 89, 90, 4 years in the NFL. Only one of those years he didn't have an 88-yard or longer run. In year one, he had a 91-yarder. In year three, he had a 92-yarder. And in year four, he had an 88-yarder.
Yeah. What
he
do you think
hit the home run.
What do you think his most iconic NFL football play is?
Oh, it's the whole down the sideline Seattle.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say Brian Bosworth running him over at the goal line.
Yeah, no.
I think a lot of people point to that one, too.
It was the whole 99-yarder on Monday Night Football. Really, really
right.
Showed how
so
amazing
how about you?
He was. This weekend's UFC 303 pay-per-view was a mess. You had Conor McGregor at the top of the card. That went out. It got replaced with Pereira and Prochaska for the light heavyweight title. And Foyer, I would dare say, I should have sent it to you. Pereira's second round knockout of Jiří Prochaska with a kick to the head must be seen. It's so quick. It's amazing. And this guy, Jiří Prochaska, was knocking dudes out. But that wasn't even the biggest story, Foyer. In the co-main event that was repurposed as well by the UFC, Brian Ortega was supposed to be on one side of the card against this upstart Diego Lopez, right? So Lopez finds out Ortega's not going to make weight at the contracted weight. They say, go ahead and rehydrate. We'll move it up to 155 from 145. Day of the event, Ortega's got 103 fever. They call a guy who lives in Vegas, Rob Font, who's a great fighter. They call Rob Font day of. They go, hey, can you make 165? He goes, yup.
Let me puke out some of my breakfast and dinner.
It was the other way. He weighed in, I think, at like 164 or something. He made it easily. They tell Diego Lopez, who, by the way, did a whole camp thinking he's fighting at like 145 or 150 or whatever. They're like, yeah, you can get up to 165 now. So Rob Font, day of, like literally he was getting a massage, at like noon West Coast time or whatever. They're like, hey, you want to be in the co-main event tonight? He's like, yep, I'm ready to go. Showed up, weighed in, lost a three-round decision, but day of, badass. Just walked in the octagon with little preparation for the opponent whatsoever and went three rounds and in a way, kind of saved the pay-per-view in some respects.
So no film training, no, okay,
nope.
This is what this guy does.
Nope.
Look out for the arm bar. This is the way he takes you down.
And this is a
he
young.
He literally yep. old school, jumps in the ring.
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm ready to go.
I don't need any headgear.
Yep. He had
in.
The former light heavyweight champion, Sean Strickland. Strickland was like, dude, I got nothing to do. Shows up in his corner and everything as well. It's wild. But that pay-per-view was a mess. The female fight on the main card, this chick, Buena Silva, took an elbow to just above the eyebrow. And I think you could see down to the bone. They had to call the fight.
Yeah, I would treat... you know, they have all these musicians. They do this now. They like these pop-up concerts where they just show up in a random bar in some random city and people are just there.
I screwed up. Dan Ige, not Rob Font. Rob Font's a local guy. My bad. It was Dan Ige who jumped in. I apologize. I had the wrong name.
Okay.
No, my bad.
Same story, wrong name.
It was Dan Ige, not
Somebody
Font. Thank you. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. They Rob Font's a local guy. So, no, they did. It said it was Ige. Ige's a guy who lives in Vegas. They call him Dan 50K Ige because he wins the fight bonuses all the time. Yeah, my bad. For some reason, I had Rob Font on the freaking mind. But no, it was Ige who jumped in. By the way, if Font lived closer, he would have taken the fight. I mean, he's a badass too. But
yeah, I mean, they should have pop-up fights.
But this card was a mess, and they still banged it out. And you gotta see the Pereira knockout.
Okay.
Just one kick to the side of the head. And Prohaska.
Will we get in trouble if we show it on Twitch?
Yes. He couldn't stand up. Man, thank you, Texters. I appreciate that. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Billy, do you have anything from the... Actually, no. Here was Billy Lanny's weekend.
A blur.
The Bubba Lanny birthday party.
Blur.
Yeah, how was Bubba's first birthday?
Everything went well. Everything went smooth. Couldn't have asked for a better day. I was all over the place that day. I never realized how much goes into it because I've never planned a party of this caliber.
Yeah.
But everybody had a good time. Everybody ate. Everybody left happy. And Benny was a good boy throughout the whole time.
I would say, you know, when I looked at the pictures, I definitely underestimated, like, what you guys were doing. I thought, you know, it would be like a production that I would throw on. Like, there's some hot dog buns. Help yourself. You know, the dogs are, you know, wrapped up in foil.
No.
I mean, you got Cracker Jacks, you got popcorn, you have the hot dog maker. Do you have cotton candy?
No,
did
we didn't have
cotton candy there?
Cotton candy, we put cotton candy inside, like, the bags for the little kids.
Okay.
So there's like a little serving of cotton
candy
in there.
And hey, do you remember gift bags at birthday parties? Did you guys give?
What do you mean?
That when you went to a birthday party as a kid, did you get a gift bag when you went to somebody's birthday party?
Yeah, I think so. It was nothing crazy, you know, a couple pieces of candy and a
Wait till Bubba gets older. The gift bags now, Billy, are not like the cheap stuff that you would see in a nickel and dime store. No. They want games. They want footballs. Gift bags have gone to another level.
Who's they?
They want Apple cards.
They want Apple cards, Amazon gift cards.
I can put Amazon gift cards and potty bags going forward.
My kids, like when they were younger, like the last party they
Minecraft
went to, it's been a while. Yes, Minecraft. They want to build a whole building. Yeah. They want. It's not the way it used to be. You just can't put in like a little, like a ball and some jacks or maybe like, you know, some finger paint, whatever.
What the hell did we put in odds? It was cotton candy. There were Skittles. There were a pair of sunglasses. There was
sunglasses.
There was baseball hacky sacks.
Okay.
Little baseball hacky sacks.
Nice.
I can't remember what else it was.
Yeah,
so there were only like 12 of them that we needed. There were only very few like little kids around his age that went to it. So yeah, it was only like a dozen of those we had to whip up. But like, again, like me and my girlfriend talking, like, this is the first one. We're not good doing this again.
Your next milestone birthday won't be till
Thing will be his high school graduation.
No, 16.
Yeah, no, you know
16,
what?
Sweet 16.
Like, don't you have to have a party for when they graduate preschool and then kindergarten?
They do that, Gresh, by the way. But don't do it.
Not happening.
Don't buy into it.
Maybe a kindergarten to first grade one and then an eighth grade to graduation one, but that's it. Like,
eighth
now
grade
it's like,
is
hey,
good.
Come to so-and-so's fourth grade graduations, like take a walk.
Yeah, but the milestone birthday is now 16. You got a ways to go.
So like what we figured was like you go big for the first one.
Yep.
The next few ones will be low key. We'll do it at Nana's house or whatever. We'll have it at
sheet
our
cake.
House.
Sheet cake. Sheet cake.
Right. And then then you start to worry about it when he gets around like 4, 5, 6 because then it's like classmates.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So like we got a few years here in between where we know we can keep it pretty low key, but everything went as smooth as it possibly could. Thank God.
Well, congratulations.
It brought a tear to my eye to have to return that hot dog steamer.
I was going
to
say, did you get that thing back yesterday so you didn't get the $20 upcharge or whatever?
I got it within my 24-hour rental window. The thing
was
amazing.
What hot dogs did you use?
Ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
Classic ballpark beef franks.
And then the buns I saw, you got
your New England style buns.
That is fantastic. That's a good job. You got to be true to the region.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't bad. I made sure, because I'd be haunted by my father if we didn't have it. I had a one of those little ice cream helmets filled with chopped onions for the hot dogs.
That is amazing.
We have two people on the gift bags. Ski House 99 in the Twitch chat says, gift bags have gone too far.
Thank you.
It's crazy. No gift cards when I grew up. Very true.
No, the gift cards are nuts.
And the 413 says the gift bags are the same for you. The circle you run in just has more money.
Good point. No, not true.
I don't know about that.
Not true.
Little trinkets, a couple little pieces of candy. Thanks for coming.
You think Billy Lanny
like
is
Super Bowl or something? You think giving out gift cards?
You think Billy Lanny is not hanging out with the Malden Elite?
I'm telling you, that was wrong, friend.
What I forgot to bring in were the baseball cards that we had made for.
Oh, with little Bubba baseball cards?
We got like a little Bubba
card, dope.
A photo of him, and then his stats on the back.
Yeah, so my general rule with,
current day stats or like born stats?
No, like his current height, and his current weight, number of teeth I think was on there. His favorite song, I did that too on mine. His favorite music, his favorite. Yeah, it was just like a kind of little thing.
Yeah,
that stuck with
that.
Maybe I'll bring one in tomorrow.
I had the teeth thing.
My God, my sister and her family is part of their gift. They got him a Build-A-Bear.
Oh, my God.
But they got him a Steve Harvey Build-A-Bear.
No way. For Family Feud?
So they put the little, so it's a bear in a suit.
I like it.
And then, like, they give you the option to, like, oh, let's send a little message and say, like, you know, happy birthday, this, that. No, it plays the Family Feud theme for him.
Has he wore it out?
He's a little hesitant about it. Like, with most stuffed animals, like, you can't just toss him a stuffed animal. Like, he has to warm up to it.
And then when he does.
No different with this. Yeah, once he warms up to it, fine. You can't really, you got to put it down. Let him look at it, and then he'll work his way over to it.
What is the date in which Billy will snap after hearing the Family Feud theme?
Luckily, he's not strong enough to push the button yet, so we still have to do it for him. Once he gets the forearm strength to press that button, then it'll go off the balcony.
Yeah, you have to hide that thing a little bit. Oh, it's in the washing machine.
Oh, the battery died.
There you go, battery died.
His mother's in there with an X-Acto blade trying to cut it out and sew it back up.
Meanwhile, you're like, just put gas in it, light it on fire. Go take it outside.
So, yeah, a little Steve Harvey Build-A-Bear for him.
Oh, that is... is very good stuff. There you go. Good stuff there, boys. And bad on me for mixing up Ige and Font. But we got that right by the time we brought it all around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.